It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Do you ever sing that song with me? Please won't you be my neighbor? Like that. Oh, that's just putting music to words. Sort of like making up operas, the way we've been doing. I'd like to show you a picture of someone you may know. See if you can tell me who that is. Does that look like the Reardon that we pretend about in the neighborhood of make-believe? Well, it is. And these are some pictures of Reardon in costumes that he wears for operas. Him in all these different costumes. He sings different things for these different people. There's one. Look at that one. There's a serious one. I talked with him a little while ago, and he's going to come over today so that you can meet him right here. First, I want you to see this. This thing's called a pitch pipe. It's sort of a pipe that gives a pitch. Singers use this a lot. See that? When I play a note, maybe you could sing it or hum it. Would you try? Can you sing that? You might want to sing something to that. Try this one. You try. Sing that? Just make up any words you want to. Make up any words you want and sing like that. Okay? Here's G. What are you singing? What are you singing on that note? Here's G sharp. G sharp. Wonder what that is. Must be something outside. It's not this pitch pipe. No, let's go out and see what it is. Why, it's Mr. McFeely out there. Mr. McFeely.
Surprise, Mr. Rogers.
What do you have?
I have my new bicycle horn.
Oh, that's great.
And that sounds just like a mallard duck, Mr. Rogers. Surprise.
Oh.
A mallard duck. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Mr. McFeely, I didn't expect to see a duck out here. How do you do?
His name is Martin the Mallard.
How do you do, Martin? Martin the Mallard, look at that. Oh, he's so soft, Mr. McFeely.
I thought maybe you could help me feed him and give him some water.
Oh, already. I'd like to. Does he live in a pond nearby?
He lives in the pond in the zoo, Mr. Rogers, and I thought I'd bring him down here and show him to you.
Oh, is that a beautiful duck?
Well, first of all, we'll see if he's hungry. I have a little bit of food in here, Mr. Rogers.
Fine duck you are. What a fine duck you are.
Just hold your hand out, and we'll see if Martin is hungry. There you go.
Would you like a little something to eat, Martin? Not hungry? Just rather talk a bit? Oh. just rather talk a little bit.
Well, I have some water. Maybe he's thirsty.
I just like to feel him.
He was thirsty.
Would you like some? How he lets the water roll down his throat. He lives at the zoo, doesn't he?
He lives at the zoo.
But I guess he has a great big place there.
A great big pond, and there's about 50 other ducks there, Mr. Rogers. The zookeeper said that I could take them down and show them to you and your friends.
Mm. Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. I know. I know. Beautiful duck.
Well, Martin, it's almost time to back the zoo.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, Martin. Oops.
Oh. Oh.
There we go.
There, Mr. McFeely. There, Martin.
That's all right.
Can't hold him too tight, can you?
I guess I was holding a little too tight, Mr. Rogers. Well,
thank you for
good day, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you for bringing him, Mr. McFeely. And for your horn, too. Mallard duck. Wasn't it big? Mr. McFeely just squeezed it a little too tightly. And then the duck started to run off. Did you ever feel like running off when somebody started to squeeze you too tightly? Sometimes that happens with people. Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, hi, Mr. Reardon.
Did I hear a duck in here?
Yes. Oh, good to see you. I'd like you to meet my friends.
Hi
there.
This
is Mr. Reardon.
Nice to see you.
Yes, Mr. McFeely had a duck, a great big mallard duck.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it. Oh, by the way, I brought the pictures you called me about.
Oh, good. I wanted my friends to see you as you were at a little boy. Would you come inside?
Surely, thank you.
Won't you sit down?
All right. Here's the album.
I'm anxious to see how you looked as a little boy.
Pretty funny sometimes. There I am when I was about, I guess 2 years old. It's hard to believe I was once that small. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Some of our friends are 2 years old.
And now I'm all grown up. See the next one? There's some more. I'm still pretty small there. Some of them were taken in Florida, at the ocean.
About three there, I guess. There you are.
There I am with a little friend of mine.
Is she a neighbor?
Yes. Well, she's a little girl of a friend of the family.
I see.
And we used to play together all the time.
You can see how you're growing through this picture.
Here I am on my mother's lap. Laps are awfully comfortable places to sit.
They surely are.
Oh, you can hardly see me in that one. I was sort of chubby at that point. Once in a while you're chubby and once in a while you're thin.
You change as you grow.
And there
I
am.
People here?
Well, I'm the one standing right there, tallest. And I'm with my cousins. And that's my aunt. The grown-up there is my aunt.
That's your aunt.
Uh-huh. We'd just been in swimming on a summer day. Hmm. We had a lot of fun. There I am again with my mother.
And you're bigger now.
I'm bigger. Getting bigger each time. Oh, there I am at a ship's wheel.
Mm.
That was fun.
Playing captain.
I bet I thought I wanted to be a ship's captain.
Sure.
And here I'm getting pretty big. There I was starting in high school. There I was. I was in high school there. And just about finished with high school there. And then that.
How tall you are there.
Uh-huh. The next page is blank.
Well, there you are the way you are now. I showed my friends these pictures of you dressed up to do different operas.
Oh, I see.
What's this one?
Well, that one's Romeo and Juliet. I was doing a part in an opera called Romeo and Juliet. Do you have a pitch pipe? Mm-hmm. I could sing you some of the...
I do have
some of the things.
Pitch pipe.
Everything that you sing in an opera begins on a certain note, so mm-hmm. you have to make sure you're on the right pitch. Let's see. That song and that opera start on E. When?
Mab! La reine des mensonges préside aux songes, plus légère que le vent décevant.
He's very, very quick, jumps around a lot.
Mm, that's in French, too, isn't it?
It's in French.
What's this one?
That's from The Marriage of Figaro, which is a very funny comedy. And that's Count Alma Viva. And the song that he sang, let me see, started on A.
Vedrò mentre io sospiro felice un servo mio, un ben ch'in van desio e posseder dovrà.
He's very angry when he was singing. Mm. Very angry.
Angry man in the opera.
You can tell from the music, too.
Yes. This man doesn't look angry.
Oh, no. He's always happy. He's Papageno. I've sung some things from Papageno before. He's a bird man. Starts on B. He goes...
Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, stets lustig, heiser, hopsassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt bei alt und jung im ganzen Land.
Oh, he's talking about lovely. The fact that he's a bird catcher, and he's happy about it.
He's a happy one. This one looks happy, too.
Oh, that's the barber of Seville. He goes around and gives people shaves and haircuts, and he thinks he's very, very important. He starts on seagulls.
Largo al fattore della città, largo! La 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 la!
Oh, he does sound important, doesn't he?
Yes, sure.
This one doesn't look as happy.
Oh, he's a prince in a Russian opera called The Queen of Spades, and he's very much in love with this lady. So he sings in Russian.
Я вас люблю, люблю безмерно. Без вас не мыслю дня прожить.
You can almost tell that's
beautiful.
A love song, can't you?
Yes. Oh, thank you for that. And this one?
Oh, he's the Toreador in Carmen.
Carmen.
I'll bet some of your friends know this song. Starts on a C.
Toreador en garde, Toreador, Toreador. Et songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que les noirs te regardent et que l'amour t'attend, Toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
That's in French, too.
Oh, it's beautiful. And how long it must have taken you to learn all of those parts for operas and
all. It takes a long time.
A lot of
you
work.
You have to study hard.
And you've grown a lot since the time you were that little
yes.
boy, in many ways. Why don't we make believe that you're teaching some songs to some of our friends in the neighborhood of make believe?
For the opera.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about Daniel Tiger? I think he might like to be a duck in the opera.
If he's a duck, then he has to sing quack quack, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll have to teach him quack quack on certain pitch.
All right.
All right. Why don't I make it on, say A? All right?
Good. You're
going to go. You'll go quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
You're a very fine duck.
Quack, quack.
No. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
No, not quite.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be able to do it, Reardon.
Oh, Daniel, of course you will. You're doing just fine. All you have to do is to try those last... two quacks again, okay?
Okay.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack. That's it. You got it. You see?
Good.
Don't give up.
Quack,
and you always
quack,
get
quack.
By the way,
quack.
Do you have your costume ready?
Oh, just a minute. I'll get it. And right. You can see if it's all right, okay?
Okay. See, I better look at this song, too, while he's gone. I like the animals. Let's see.
I like the animals, the ways they walk, the ways they talk. I like them all, I do. I like this zoo.
Quack, quack.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, would you help me on with it?
Yes, let me help you on now. Here.
Just
hold
it,
still.
You put it on
for
and
a second.
Then I look like a duck. Do you have the bill right there in the middle?
The bill?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a bill? I wondered why you didn't look up. There's the bill. It's in the back.
Yeah.
I put it on wrong, didn't I?
Just put it in the front.
I couldn't figure out what was wrong, but you certainly didn't look like a duck there for a minute.
There, now do I look like a duck?
Wait, let me get it right. There. Now you really look like a duck.
Quack, quack.
Why, any duck would think you were a duck.
Quack.
Quack.
Quack,
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 quack.
A tiger looking like a duck.
Who sings very well, too.
Do you think that horse could be an opera?
Well, surely. Why not? Why don't we try?
All right, I'll go get him.
There's horse. Hi, horse. I'll just take him.
You know, what you could do is maybe sing something to him and make him... You know, pull the string.
That's right. I pull the string, don't I, to make him say, I know. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Let's see. Now, if I say, you're a fine horse, and pull the string.
I know.
He says it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Let me see now. You're a fine horse.
I know.
You're a very fine horse.
I know.
You're a very, very fine horse.
I know.
You're a very, very, very fine horse.
I know.
Very good.
That's fun, isn't it?
Very good horse. He can say, I know, and I will say, quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
All right.
That's right. I wonder what...
Look who's here.
Hi, Chef Brock.
How are you?
Hi, Chef Brock.
Hi, Chef.
How are you, Reardon?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. You going to be in the opera?
Yeah, and I'm so excited about it. I, this is the only second opera I've ever been in my whole life.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, are you going to be a chef in the opera?
No, I'm going to be a monkey.
A monkey's uncle,
yeah.
A monkey?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Well, you don't look like a monkey.
Well, wait. I'll show you my costume. Would you like me to put the top part on?
Will it really
make you look like a monkey?
Well, I'll show you.
Will it be scary?
No, because it won't be scary because I don't cover my face.
See,
I just put it on like this. You still see my face. They kind of know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put my hands in these mittens.
Oh, he really is beginning to look like a monkey.
And then I can move around like a monkey.
Monkey? Does he make noises, too?
Oh, sure.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack.
That's wonderful. But tell me now, Chef Rocket, can you also sing?
Well, I'll try.
Would you try this for me, please? Sing this note. Very, very good. Now, just pretend you're talking on the telephone. And you sing
which
this.
Which hand? We talk this way?
Either hand.
Oh, okay.
If you're left-handed, you use your left hand. If you're right-handed, you use your right hand. But then see if you can sing this. What is the matter?
What is the matter?
Very good. Now sing. What is the matter, organ grinder? What's the matter?
What is the matter, organ grinder? What's the matter?
Oh, that's just perfect. You know, you always do so well, Chef Brockett. I mean, Monkey Brockett.
I love to sing in opera, and I'm sure you're... No. Do.
I know.
Sure you know.
Hi, Lydia.
How do you like my costume?
Who are you?
You look wonderful.
I am the zookeeper.
Well, yes, you're the zookeeper. And do you remember the zookeeper's song? Starts on G.
Take care of the animals.
Oh.
I take care of the feeding and cleaning the animals. Animals. I take care of the loving and singing for animals.
There.
I almost have
nice.
It learned.
That's almost perfect.
Almost.
I'm a duck, Lady Evelyn. I'm a duck.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Duck.
Quack.
What a fine name.
Quack.
Quack. What was that note again, Ryan Reardon?
G.
G. I'll take care of my Daniel Duck.
Daniel Duck.
I'll take care of of you. Yes, I'll take care of you, Daniel Duck.
Daniel Duck.
Daniel Duck.
Daniel Duck.
I'll take care of you, Daniel Duck, and I'll take care of you.
Well, you take care of this monkey too.
Yes,
monkey
too. Will.
Will you take care of this monkey? Will you in your monkey zoo?
Yes, I will.
Monkey zoo.
Yes, I will.
Well, you'll have all other kinds of animals in the zoo too, won't
yes,
you?
Yes, and horse is going to be in the opera too.
Ooh,
horse is going to be
horse.
In the...
Horse, you're going to be in the opera.
I know.
He always knows.
What's that for?
Opera tomorrow.
Opera tomorrow. Opera tomorrow.
Opera tomorrow.
Right.
You know, I've never been an organ grinder in an opera before.
Oh, anything can happen in our neighborhood of make-believe, can't it?
Yes, well, I'll be thinking of that tomorrow.
Oh, before you go, this is a new song. I wondered if you would sing it for us. It's something that I wrote, and I know I'd like to hear it, and I think my friends would, too.
Oh, I'd like to sing it. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember. Even when that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you.
You we like, John Reardon. Thank you very much for singing that for us.
You're welcome.
And thanks for all your helps.
You're welcome for that, too. Oh, Mr. Rogers, may I keep that song?
Of course.
I'd like to have it, because I could sing it again. And here's your pitch pipe.
Thank you very much. We'll be make-believing about you.
Well,
with that opera there in make-believe.
Good. I can't wait to do it.
Thanks for coming.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. You've met a great singer.
Yeah.
And a good friend. It's fun to make believe about somebody like that, isn't it? As well as to meet them. Want to sing some more with the pitch pipe? You know, just a couple notes. You could say, it's you I like, or something like that. Or, I like you. Hello there. That's Mr. McFeely, isn't it? Let's go see him. He must have... I wonder if he has the duck again. Oh, Mr. McFeely, hi.
Mr. Rogers?
Oh, you have it on... You have it right on your bike there.
Put it on the bike, and here's a delivery for you. There's the film you ordered.
Oh, thank you very much.
And if you'll just sign for that, I'll be on my way.
This is something I need for tomorrow, Mr. McFeely. Thank you.
Right on the dotted line there.
Oh, here. Where is your duck?
Well, you'll be happy to know that Martin is now back in the pond at the zoo.
Good.
And I'll be on my way. I like animals, and I'll bring some more animals back to visit you, Mr. Rogers.
Glad you came, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good
day,
Mr. Rogers. You're
welcome. The delivery. Mr. McFeely and his speedy deliveries. Take this in. I want to check to see that this is the right one. We won't have time for it today, but... yeah, that's it. This is a film about monkeys. I wanted to show you different kinds of monkeys. Yeah. We'll see that tomorrow. We'll do lots of things tomorrow. As a matter of fact, we'll just make up that opera tomorrow. All right? You and I. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'll leave this right here. Will you remind me about it tomorrow? Okay. You know, I was just thinking. John Reardon worked a long, long time to be able to sing the way he sings and to bring pleasure to grown-ups and children, too. Not only worked, but he just kept singing and singing and singing, and it meant so much to him that his music's able to mean so much to many, many people. Big people and little people. You mean a lot to me, to you yourself, just the way you are. I like you very much. Because you're the kind of person it's easy to like. See you tomorrow for the opera. Bye-bye. Thank you.